Maine's rivers are no immediate danger of flooding at the moment, but as it warms up, emergency management officials are concerned about problems caused by the melting snowpack. A.J. Higgins has some slightly scary details.
It was a regularly scheduled meeting of the Maine River Flow Advisory Commission, and for Lynette Miller, the spokesperson for the Maine Emergency Management Agency, the conversation is normally focused on Maine's big rivers, the Kennebec, the Penobscot, and the Androscoggin.
Normally at this time of year, we're focusing on the headwaters, the Western Mountains, which is where all the water from our rivers comes from. This year, because of the enormous amount of snow along the coast and especially down east, we're going to have to watch for the flood potential there, because that rainstorm or sudden warm-up would release an awful lot of water into those towns that have already been struggling with snow.
That means they may also be focused on smaller rivers, such as the St. Croix, Narragansett, and the Machias. Washington County has been on the receiving end of some of the heaviest snows ever recorded, with more than 82 inches falling in some areas of the county during February alone. The short-term forecast for the next 2 weeks should remain seasonably cold, according to National Weather Service hydrologist Tom Hawley. But he says the potential for river flooding could be upgraded by the end of March or April.
The reason for that is we're going to go into the end of March with a fairly large snowpack on the ground, especially in southern areas. And later into the spring season you go, the greater the chances of a rapid warm-up and getting rain on top of that snowpack. So I think it all indications are it could be an above-normal threat for flooding this year.
Hawley says ice conditions on the state's rivers are at about normal depths, but the snowpack has thrown a huge wild card into trying to predict what might happen in April, particularly in southern and down east Maine.
The smaller rivers, basins in southern Maine could certainly be at risk. The Kennebunk River in York County, Presumpscot River that flows through Westbrook, and all these other little, the Union River, like you said, they are in areas that have well above normal snowpack right now. So we get 2 or 3 inches of rain on that and a 50-degree day, that's going to go into those rivers and certainly cause flooding. So that's one of our concerns also.
And while Maine's major rivers can look for some relief from the ice-breaking crews attached to the U.S. Coast Guard, Portland Commander John Humpage says it's not possible to deploy those same assets to the state's smaller waterways.
Our sixth smallest ice-breaking unit is 65 feet long. It draws about 6 feet of depth of water. So things like the Royal River or similar rivers throughout southern Maine, unfortunately, we just don't have the ice-capable assets to break ice out of those smaller tidal rivers.
While ice depths on big rivers like the Penobscot have been at near normal depths, Humpage says the snow and slush have also created serious challenges for his ice-breaking crews this winter. And the U.S. Coast Guard commander says it's anybody's guess what impact the recent removal of the VZ Dam will have on ice flow during the spring thaw.
Whereas the VZ Dam helped break up the ice and keep things down, and so we understand the concerns of the city of Bangor and Penobscot County, and that's why we're committed to doing what we can to prevent ice jam flooding along that river.
Humpage says the Coast Guard's largest icebreaker, the 140-foot Thunder Bay, cannot reach the site of the former VZ Dam because river channel conditions require the vessel to turn south before it reaches Bangor's Joshua Chamberlain Bridge. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.